Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We are holding the bottom of Nun Ches Amid Beis. Notice that we've been talking about B'nai Noyach for the last couple of days. And I think Uri pointed out to me yesterday, not for naught, was B'nai Noyach featured heavily on daf Nun Ches, which stands for Noyach. Shkoyach. Anyway, so we're going to continue on. We're up to the very, very top of Nun Tes Amid Aleph, the first word of Hadinin, which is really the concluding remark about yesterday's Gemara. What is yesterday's Gemara? The last three lines. The Gemara said, Amar Ish Lakish, Oyvi kechom sheshovas chayiv misa. If a goy decided to go and rest a full day without doing any work, he's chayiv misa. And the Gemara said, if that's the case, last line, v'lech sheve gabi zayin mitzvahs. So why do we only have seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach? We should have eight mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The eighth mitzvah will be, make sure that a goy constantly works, he doesn't have a day of rest. Everything working gachashiv, shevi al taisa, komasei loika chashiv, because the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, all of them are shevi al taisa. Don't eat evi minachai, don't do birchas Hashem, don't do gezel, don't do avodah zarah, don't do retzicha, don't do arayis. Here, however, to go and be over this din of Oyvi Kachovim Sheshavas Chaim Isa, he has to do something, he has to work. That's a kumviase, it's not a Shevi Altaise. And therefore it's not included in the list of the seven. So if you remember, Barry asked at the tail end of yesterday's Gemara, well, what about Dinan? Dinan is also kumvase, because we learned yesterday, 2 days ago, that Dinan means that you have to go and establish a court system and you have to go and abide by all the laws and regulations, etc. So therefore, that's also kumvase, you gotta do something. So, what's the difference between Dinan and this din of Akim Sheshovas Chayim Misa? It's the top of Nun Tesam Ralev, but Dinan is also kumvase. And the Kachoshim that is enumerated as part of the seven mitzvah Noach, everything more kumbase and shevi al tasa ninu. It's both. The din of dinin includes both. How does it include both? Explains Rashi. Number one, yes, you're supposed to make a court system and you're supposed to have courts b'chol plachu plachu b'chol ir v'ir. 100%. That part is a kumbase. But there's also a mitzvah of loisasu ovel b'mishpat. Loisasu ovel, don't make an avla. And Rashi said this loisasu ovel applies even if you don't make a court system. Don't do avlas to people. And therefore, that's vayter a loisase. Don't do it. Don't make an avla loisasu ovel. So therefore, that for that reason, it's included in the Shiva Mitzvah Neinoyach. Masha Enkein, the case of the Akim Sheshavas, there is no case of the loisase. It's only kumvase. And therefore, it's not enumerated as part of the seven or the eight mitzvahs b'nei noach. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, second line from the top. Oyvi kachom she'oisik ba'toyre chayim isa. If a goy learns Torah, he's chayim isa. Shenema. Torah tziva lanu moyrasha. So Torah tziva lanu moyshe. Moyrasha kilas Yaakov. Moyrasha lanu moyrasha. Feloy lehem. This is a moyrasha. Moyrasha is from a lush in Yerusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this to us as our inheritance, our legacy, and it's not for them. And if they took it, they're over on Gezel, they're stealing it. The same kasha we had before. Let's have eight mitzvah b'nei noyach if a goy is learning. Everything more mandiyama meirasha migzul kagazala mandiyama meirasa dinoi kenara murasa tibeskila. Back in Maseches Brachos, when they referred to this pasuk of the Moirasha Kilas Yaakov, there's another taich that the word Moirasha doesn't mean Yerusha, it means Mi'oirasa. Moirasa means as if we are betrothed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachum. Like we say every morning by putting on the tefillin, we put on the fingers. V'erastachli the oilim, v'erastachli b'tzedek mishpat, etc. V'erastachli, it's a form of betrothal of Erisim. So therefore, what the pasuk is telling us is Torah tzivulonu Moshe Moirasa Kilas Yaakov. That as a result of receiving the Torah, we happen to be like Mureses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah like a chosin gives a ring to his kala. With that, he was Mekadosh us, and since he was Mekadosh us, that's an Edison. Aha. So therefore, Zokta Yimara, if you consider the Torah to be like a Yerusha, an akum she'oisik b'toyra, he's stealing ayirusha, semigel kagozala. So therefore, that's included as a subset of gezel, which is one of the shev mitzvah b'nei. And if you're going to go and tell me, no, we're goyris, or we learned the pasuk mo'irasa, this is a form of erisin. No, if that's the case, then it's like naru morasa. If it's like naru morasa, it's included as part of gili arayis, which is another one of the shev mitzvah b'nei. So either way that you look at it, it's included as the Sheva Mitzvahs, and that's why we don't have to add an eighth. It's either Gezel or Gili Arayis.
The Gezel is not included because he's not taking away anything from anybody.
Why not?
He's taking something for himself that is not choiser to anybody else. He's not taking away from my Torah or your Torah if he's studying it.
I hear what you're saying, but Lamaisi is taking it for himself when it doesn't belong to him. I may not have a chesaron, but he's taking something that doesn't belong to him. He has no business belonging to him.
But the classification is gezela, that you take something that
I hear what you're saying.
Somebody else will miss.
If you look at the Rashi, migzel kegozela, Rashi 10 lines from the top of the Amid, it's considered to be gezel. So this is a subset of gezel, this is a subset of gili arayis, and therefore that's why it's not enumerated separately.
I guess they consider it hezek riyah shnei hezek, or hezek luma shnei gezel. You know what I mean? It's equivalent. When you look at something, you're not taking anything away either, but sometimes there's an opinion that says it's considered hezek.
It's hezek, yeah, but here we're talking about gezel, and it's hezek, but I hear you, the parallel that you're trying to draw. Now it's interesting that the Gemara says at the end, dinoi kinara marasa dibeskila. Why does he want to have to add that? Gemara could just simply have said, mandia marasa dinoi kinara marasa, and that's part of gili arayis. Well, who cares? Yoskila, nishkila. And because of that, the Rishash wants to learn a different shot in the Gemara. And Rishash says that what the Gemara really means to say is, we had already a couple of times in our Gemara that by the goyim, their misa is always besayev. We had ton of the Menashe that holds that it's always bechenek, but none of them hold a din of skila. The only time you have a din of skila, the Gemara said, is if you're talking about arayis did who and arayis didan. Their arayis, if they are go and live with an eishes ish by goyim or an incestuous relationship among their mishpacha members, then they're going to get either sayev or chenek. However, if they live with one of our Isurim, such as a Naru Morasa, which doesn't even exist by the Goyim, like we said a couple of days ago in the Gemara, then they'd have a din of Skila, because they're now doing it in our halachas, not in their halachas.
And Shreifa, if she's an Eishes Ish, Shalonu.
An Eishes Ish Shalonu normally would only be a din of Chenek. He's talking about a Nesua din of Chenek. And if you're saying about a Baskoyin, a Baskoyin is Taka Bisraifa, but that's only on her and not on Boyala. So then the Boyal continues to receive whatever you would normally receive in that
which
category.
Is
which would be Chenek if it's a Nesua. And by, Anyway, so getting back to Agmara, here since Agmara adds on Dibiskila, says Rishash, the reason why it's not enumerated as part of the seven is because that's not their din of Naru Morasa. Naru Morasa is our din. And therefore it's be noshi didan or be suri didan. It's not talking about their arayas, it's one of our arayas. So when this goy is violating the Naru Morasa, it's not part of his gili arayas of the Shemitz B'nai Noach. This is really in addition to that when he is taking nashi didan, and therefore he's getting the skila. Therefore the same thing applies when he's learning the Torah, is also a form of Naru Morasa Didan, which doesn't apply to them. The reason why it doesn't apply to them, because of the skila, it's taka not besayif, it's not b'chenek, and that's why it's not one of the Shem Mitzvah Nenoyach, they're just stealing one of our mitzvahs as opposed to adding on to their seven. I need a bit of shash in the back. You're telling me now a goy is not allowed to learn Torah. A goy that learns Torah, he gets crowned, he becomes like a Kohen Gadol. Shenemar. Ashiyasa oisma odam v'chai behem. It says odam. Why did it say the term odam? Keharm levi Yisraelim loy nemar. It doesn't say Kohen levi Yisrael. Eloha odam. So here the word Adam is used in a very broad sense to refer even to Goyim. If that's the case, we see that a Goy, not only is he allowed to learn Torah, but we reward him by giving him the title that he's like a Kohen Gadol. Everything Gemara Hasa Misheva Mitzvahs did who? Aha, it depends what he's learning. If he wrote a sefer with 100 pirushim on the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, no problem. Then he becomes like a Kohen Gadol, because he's allowed to know, and in fact he's supposed to know, all the rules and regulations governing his Shev Mitzvahs. However, anything having to do with our mitzvahs, our Torah, he should leave that alone, not take it away from us, because that's Meirasha or Meirasa Kehilas Yaakov. So the Gemara is quoting this from a couple of blad ago, where the Gemara, after enumerating the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, said, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel adds, also dam min ha-chai. It's Tan Rabban. It says in the Pasuk, Ach, bos ben afshe dam lois cheilu. Darsh the Gemara, ze eben min ha-chai. That's the Makor for eben min ha-chai. This is a mitzvah, of course, that was given to the B'nai Noyach. And it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Noyach and his family, for the first time now you're allowed to go and eat basar. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat, and he had to be a vegetarian. And it was Noyach and his family for the first time that could. So the Pasuk tells you, but make sure you don't eat basar b'nafshei domeh. Don't eat basar when the nefesh is still in the dam. In other words, when the animal is still alive. Sever, if you sever a limb, you'll be over the din of Eivir Menachai. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Af Ha Dam Menachai. So Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, besides Eivir Menachai, there's a separate issur of Dam Menachai. What means Dam Menachai? Just like you're not allowed to sever a limb from a living animal, you're also not allowed to go and squeeze out the blood from a living animal and go and eat it. You'll be over the din of Dam Menachai.
Now, what? Cut off a piece of meat from the neck of an animal.
No.
Are you talking about as part of the Shech Shechita?
Exactly. Pirchus. But the Gemara also says Pirchus is Kachai. The question is, before the animal dies, they're not allowed to eat that piece of meat.
Exactly, Rabbi Cohen. We agree with you 100%, and that's why you have to be careful not to eat Eivim Menachai if the animal is still alive. So that's Eivim Menachai, and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel adds Dam Menachai. Pray to my time at the beginning of Gamliel, what's the makor of this dam minachai? The Gemara kari bay basa benafshe lo yisoichel dam benafshe lo yisoichel. What's bothering the Gemara is the word domoy at the end of the pasuk would seem to be superfluous and irrelevant. It should just say ach basar benafshe lo yisoichel. Now, what does it mean benafshe nefesh or neshama in the basar? It means when this animal is still alive, there's still a Nefesh Bahamas, there's still some life to this animal. I'm sorry?
The soul is still in there,
and that's what we mean. Don't eat the flesh of the animal when the soul is still in the animal. If that's the pshat, then what do you need the word domai for? Who cares? You're dam, nishdam. The important thing is the animal is alive. And therefore, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel learns this word domai as if it says, number one, ach basar benafshe lo yisechelu, and as if it says, ach domoy benafshe lo yisechelu. That is a double isser. Is an isser of eating basar benefesh and dam benefesh. Meaning if the animal is still alive, you're not allowed to eat either the flesh of the animal, that's the eivim menachai, or the dam, which is dam menachai. The Rabban, what did the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? L'chayra b'chaninu g'waliel has l'chayra shein araya from the extra word domoy. Rabbanan hu l'mishri shrotzim hu di'asa. That comes to tell you that you are allowed to go and eat eivim menachai from a sheret. Of course, you're not allowed to eat shrotzim. You're allowed to eat, however, eivim menachai min hasheret. Why is there no din of eivim menachai min hasheret? Not that you're allowed to eat it. There is no iser eivim menachai by hasheret. What, in fact, is the makar for that? Mi'etchem will see on the Amid Beis, because when it comes to shrotzim, there is no separate isur of flesh of hasheret from dam of hasheret. Anybody that wants to go and eat a sheret, of course it's osir, but there's no difference between eating a limb of that sheret or eating the blood of the sheret. It's exactly the same isser. As opposed to, for instance, a piece of meat from a regular animal, where there would be a separate din of
lam.
You're not allowed to eat blood, right, dam, as well as you're not allowed to go and eat eivim menachai, and you're not allowed to go and eat a treifa, tzianavela, but dam is a separate isser. And the pasuk says, ki kol oichel dam, v'nichrasa. There's a din of Karis. So therefore we have a practical difference now whether or not we say dam of a sheret is called dam or whether it's called sheret. If it's just called sheret, it's a lav. Exactly. It's not a pretty lav. Get malchus, it's terrible. It's also disgusting, but that's a separate story.
More than one lav.
Yeah, it depends how much you eat. However,
If you eat a sheretz, it's not like in a gachaze.
Yeah,
you have like a shaktsu and the several lav.
Yes. Besides the isra of the lav.
In a vegetarian restaurant, you could be more mechuyev than in a treifene restaurant.
Well, it depends if the vegetarian restaurant serves shrotz, and then you tell them it's fleishig. No,
without hechsher, without.
Yeah, for shteitzer, but it's not a vegetarian restaurant if they're going and selling shrotz.
No, a bedika.
I mean the bedika on the lettuce.
You eat shrotz.
Yeah, that's a separate story. Yeah, good. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so what the Gemara is telling us is that if a person were to go and eat a sheretz, there is no din of eating dam in a sheretz, and therefore if a person ate the dam in a sheretz, he's just even the iser of sheretz, and not the iser of dam, and the nafkimin is, because dam is a din of karis, and sheretz is just a simple lav. Good. So that's what the Chacham tell us. That's why it says in the Pasuk, this domai, when is there a din of Eivim and Achai? Only by such living creatures where there's a difference between the Basar and the Dam. Lafukish Ratzim, where there's no difference between the Sheretz, the Basar of the Sheretz, and the Dam of the Sheretz. So tomorrow, Kiyotz B'Dover Ata Oime. This Kiyotz B'Dover is going back again on Rab Chanina Ben Gamliel, that said that there's a din of Dam and Achai by Bnei Noach, by Goyim. What about by Jews? Oh, Kiyotz B'Dover Oimer, by a Yid is also a din of Dam and Achai, because it says in the Pasuk, Rak Chazak Levilti Achoyel Hadom, Ki Adom Hu HaNefesh. Now what's the Raya from this Pasuk? So the Gemara is only quoting part of the Pasuk. Rak Chazak Levilti Achoyel Hadom, Parshup Shat means, make sure you don't eat Dam, Ki Adom Hu HaNefesh, Now, v'loisoichal nefesh im abasar is referring to the iser of Avram and Achai. When the nefesh is still im abasar. And since the beginning of the pasuk talks about dam, and the second half of the pasuk is talking about Avram and Achai, says Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, come to tell you that even Eden have a special, separate iser of dam and Achai, just like we extrapolated according to Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, that is a din of dam and Achai by Bnei Noach. Skipping the parentheses, v'rabbanan hahu ledam akaza shaneshama yoytze boy hudiyasa. Say the rabbanan, this pasuk that you just quoted, rak chazak levilti achoyel adam, is not a general pasuk to tell you dam and achai. It's a specific pasuk to tell you about dam hakaza. What says dam hakaza? Dam hakaza means blood of bloodletting. Today, this is not very common, because today, the doctors have invented what's called blood pressure pills. But years ago, this was a very common thing, that both people and lahavdil animals, if they had heavy blood pressure, high blood pressure, they would go and relieve the blood pressure by relieving some of the dam. They would go and let some of the blood out. So what happens if you have now an animal which had a blood pressure problem, and the owner took it to his favorite veterinarian, and the veterinarian went and drew some of the blood, dama kaza, say the rabbanan, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Rak chazak levilti achoyel adam, don't eat that dam hakaza. However, continues the chachamim, she neshama yoytze boy, it's gotta be dama kaza where the neshama could go out from it. Now we're not talking about killing the animal. We're talking about relieving the animal of its high blood pressure.
So why is the damakaza?
So what is this shanashama yoytze boy that the Gemara is referring to?
How did we make the leap that it's damakaza?
How do we make the leap? Because until now we assume that a person, just like he wanted to eat Eivim and Achai, he wants to go and drink dam and Achai. Therefore he goes and makes a cut, takes out and makes a wound, and takes out the blood to go and drink it. Just like you sever a limb. Say the Rabbana, no. There is no din of dam and Achai. There is a din of dam akaza. If you are going and squeezing out the blood for purposes of bloodletting, that dam is dam that the Torah is asering for purposes of this pasuk. And the Chachamim add another knetch, another wrinkle to it. It's got to be dam akaza shaneshama yoytzeboy. Shaneshama yoytzeboy, Rashi will explain in a moment, based on the Gemara in Krisus. That means when you're letting out the blood, when you see that the blood is black as opposed to the blood being red, then you know that's the Tama kodesh and nefesh yoytzibay. It's a sugi of Masechtas Krisis.
So it's like sort of like no. This is just a sign that the animal's at its end, and now this now
it would seem to be. You'd have to look at me more in Krisis and more detail.
Bloodletting is preserving the person,
the life of the animal of the person. Correct.
Okay. So why is it considered shanashama yoytzibay? On the contrary, you want to get rid of this blood.
No, I understand. But apparently, and again, this is a sugya masechtas krisus, that when the black blood is coming out, this already may be the end, so to speak, of all the blood. Until now, you took out all the fresh blood, and now we're starting to get to the black blood, which presumably means blood which is fatal. Could be that the bottom of the barrel.
Of the neshama as well.
Yeah, azoy zeitos. Again, it's a more masechtas krisus where it goes into greater depth. Good. So if we want to take it just, I see everybody is curious about all this. In the middle of the Omid V'Rabbanan Hahu, in the middle of the Omid V'Rabbanan Hahu, says Rashi, the Samach Dam Liashores Evim Menachai, that we have in the same Pasuk, that the Pasuk begins, Ki Adam Hu and Nefesh. Sorry, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Rak Chazak Levilti Achoy Ladam, don't eat the Dam. And then the Pasuk ends off, why? Because Veloisoichal Hanefesh Imabasa, which is referring to Eva Menachai, says Rashi, say the Rabbanan, Loi Lemisri Mishum Chayis Samchinan. The reason why the two are in the same pasuk is not to tell you the din of Eva Menachai, Chayus, or Chius, Elamesa Dam Hakoza, Shanefesh Yoitzeboy. Why Mishum Dam Hu the Samche? The reason why the Torah tells us about this dam in this pasuk. The loytei mashor is dam gabiv zavachta mibkarcha mitzayim chaksev. Normally, whenever you find the Torah, the isra of dam, it usually is close to another pasuk that says that if you want to go and eat meat, make sure v'zavachta that you go and shecht it. So that being the case, I would have thought that perhaps what the pasuk is telling you is you're shechting the meat. The meat you can eat. But the dam that is emitted as a result of the shechita, that however is asur. So therefore I would learn, says Rashi, to loy taimas hor is dam gaviz vachach mebarach v'tzorcha ksiv kadam shechita hu dehavi dam. Only that dam is considered to be dam for our purposes. Avadam akoza loy havadam, but dam akoza is not dam. Lahochi akshel eivim menachai. To go and tell you that my eivim menachai osur machmas isuroi, just like Eivim Menachai has its own special brand of isur Eivim Menachai, Avdam Menachai muzralo mishum dam, it also has a din of dam, ubevad shehei dam hanefesh, as long as it's dam hanefesh. So in other words, this is all part of what Rashi says, deloy tema, don't say that just like there's a din that you have to shech meat and therefore don't eat Eivim Menachai, so the same pasuk is telling you don't eat dam shechita. Avodam akoza she'ena nefesh yoytzeboy eina kari dam, that's not called dam bechlal. Aval isa chayis loy niskeboy v'loy bishum dam, there is no din of dam Menachai, there's no din of dam Menachai being similar to Eivim Menachai, it doesn't exist. Ubekrisim mafarish yisehu dam akoza she'nefesh yoytzeboy, what does that mean? Meitipa hamashcheres ve'elach, once you hit the black blood, mishumaschelotzei shachar, that point, that's where you have the isur of this dam akoza that we are talking about. So, therefore, dam akoza is different than dam shechita, and the whole reason why, so, start again. Why does the pasuk juxtapose in the same pasuk from the beginning, don't eat dam? And the end of the pasuk says, and also don't even menachai. So according to B'chinim Gamliel, that's to go and create a new isser, just like you have the din of even menachai, you have an isser of dam menachai, which is another lav. And the Rabbanan say, no, this is not a brand new lav. Rather, this is just part and parcel of the normal din of don't eat blood, don't eat dam. But after that dam, which nefesh yoytzeboy, when it's mashcheres ve'edach, when it starts getting black, what do I need a special din legabe dam? Since dam is always close to the psukim that talk about shechita, maybe only dam shechita is aser, and not dam akaza. Kamash malon, no dam akaza is also aser, but not alt dam menachai, but alt a special din, but rather because of the generic din of dam, you now let it eat dam, and dam includes dam akaza. Yeah, Rabbi Kohn.
You have two Lashonis by Shchita.
You have what by Shchita? Yeah, you have Shachat.
The other one is Zavachta or Chalta.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you have to have two different Lashonis? Now, is it possible that one time at Shchita that you couldn't eat unless you had to be a Korban?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or not?
And they will, well, it says in the Torah that if you want to eat carbon shlomim, you have to go and shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, or b'shas heter abomis on the boma. But then the pasuk continues on. V'im yichak mimchad makoim, you're not able to go and shecht it in the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, and bomas. So what do you have to do? You're allowed to go and eat basar taiva, you're allowed to go and eat regular meat, but make sure not to eat the dam. Okay, so now that we've concluded according to B'chaninim and Gamliel, that I have two psukim of dam menachai, both by b'nei noyach, as well as by Klal Yisrael, the question is, why was it repeated? And the Gemara is also going to go into other psukim and other mitzvahs or aveirois, which are repeated by B'nai Yisrael after they're already said by B'nai Noach, and other cases where they're not repeated. And the Gemara is going to have a full discussion about you're repeated, not repeated. Zok Timar. Lomali the Mechta B'nai Noach, Lomali the Mishni B'Sinai. What do I first have? A din of Dam Menachai by B'nai Noach, and then I have a din of Dam Menachai by Sinai, meaning for Klal Yisrael. Why is it repeated? So we can raise Rabbi Chanina, call mitzvah shenemra B'nai Noach v'nishnas v'Sinai, l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. Anytime you find the mitzvah in the Torah, that first it's given to B'nai Noach prior to Matan Torah, and then it's given again to Klal Yisrael, you know why it was repeated? L'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. It's repeated to tell us for both, that it applies both to B'nai Noach and to Klal Yisrael. We'll soon give examples in the Gemara. However, if it's only the B'nai Noach, the loy nishnis b'Sinai, it's only written for B'nai Noach, and you don't have it written again at Sinai. Only the Yisrael nemra for loy l'B'nai Noach. That's l'choira counterintuitive. L'choira should be the other way around. We're going to talk about it. If it would only say B'nai Noach, and there are none repeated in Sinai, l'choira I should say, then only the B'nai Noach have it, and not the Yidden. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a few moments. But anyway, bottom line is, if you have a mitzvah that's repeated twice, one by B'nai Noach, and then afterwards by Klal Yisrael, then it applies to both to them and to us, Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. Masha Enkin, if it only says B'nai Noach, and it doesn't say the Klal Yisrael, then it's only for Klal Yisrael and not for B'nai Noach. Rashi points out, that means from the time of Sinai, it was transferred from the B'nai Noach to us. Initially, it was B'nai Noach, everybody in the world. Once it was loy nishnas b'Sinai, it was not repeated in Sinai, then it got transferred from B'nai Noach, generically, the world, and it was given only to us, to Klal Yisrael. Now, give me an example of something like that. That was Uri's question. The only example that we can think of is Gidan Nasha, Valibe de Rebbe Yehuda. Gidan Nasha, of course, is already brought at the time of Yaakov Avinu, and on the surface, it was given to all the people living at that time, because there was no Klal Yisrael to speak of, there was no Har Sinai. And then after that, when it comes to Har Sinai, it was not repeated. You don't find a repetition of the Isser of Gidan Nasha later on, after Bereishis. You don't find in Shemois V'Yikra B'Midbar Devarim, so there's no repetition. However, it was transferred from an Isser that generically applied to all B'nai Noach, and then afterwards, after Har Sinai, it was transferred to Klal Yisrael. Why does Igmar? Yes, was Oktir?
And also, how would you publicize it? Hashem tells Noach, this is I command you. And mm-hmm. Sinai, Hashem and Moshe tell Bnei Israel, there's no publicity to the world at the time of Gidan Asher.
Mm-hmm. So both of your questions are very valid questions. And before we get to that, why does the Gemara say Gidan Nasha Valibid Rebbe Yehuda? Who's Rebbe Yehuda? What does Rebbe Yehuda have to do with Gidan Nasha? So we're going to see in the Rashi in a moment that in fact there's a big machloikis between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not the din of Gidan Nasha ever applied to the B'nai Noach, or it only applied to Klal Yisrael from the first moment. Al Kain Lo Yoichlu B'nai Yisrael Es Gidan Nasha Ada Yem. Is that talking about B'nai Yisrael? Doesn't talk about B'nai Noach. Ah, so the Rabbanan hold that the din of Gidan Nasha was really given after Har Sinai, even though the Pasuk talks about it at the time of Gidan Nasha, at the times of Yaakov. The reason is because historically, where did the Isser emanate from? From the fight that Yaakov had with the Sorishal Esav, where he went and dislodged the Gidan Nasha, and that's why years later, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, then Loyoch B'nai Yisrael. But at that time, there was no Isser for B'nai Noyach ever to eat the Ginanasha. This was a Jewish Isser, even though it's mentioned in the Torah earlier, but that's only because it wants to bring it within the historical context and background.
So how did the Goyim come into the Isser of Ginanasha in Sinai?
That's only according to Yehuda. So that's what our Gemara is saying.
How? If it's a Mefurish Posik L'Bnei Yisrael. How did the Goyim come into this?
Rabbi Yehuda learned that B'nai Yisrael is Lafka B'nai Yisrael. It means all the people lived at that time.
If you really think of it, there was no B'nai Yisrael.
Second question, if the Goyim were not in Maimit Har Sinai, how could they be hold mechuyev to a mitzvah that they were not there to be mekabel?
That's why the Gemara says if it was originally only for B'nai Noach, and v'loi nishtas b'Sinai, it was not repeated at Sinai, it's only for B'nai Yisrael and not for the B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach are now exempt from the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, at one time they were mechuyev in Gid Hanasha, and now they are no longer mechuyev. According to Rabbanan, they were never mechuyev in Gid Hanasha. So that's why the Gemara is giving this as an example of something that was given originally to B'nai Noach, Loi Nishas B'Sinai, and therefore it was transferred from them to us, as you say, because they weren't at Har Sinai, so therefore it became our mitzvah, no longer their mitzvah.
That's also the same category.
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask it on the Omid Bey. We'll see that Mitchum Shah. Yes, Uri has a separate question.
My original question was really, is are there any that apply to B'nai Noach that don't apply to B'nai Yisrael?
No, no such thing.
No, right?
No.
They have a subset of ours that.
Right. So let's look at the fifth of the wide lines of Rashi down below. Valiba Dereb Yehuda, the Omar, the Paragir Anoshe. In Masechtas Chulin, Mebnei Yaakov Neser Ginanoshe, Shoy Bnei Noach Koydim Matan Torah. It's Rabbi Yehuda that says the Bnei Noach were before Matan Torah, and therefore initially they had an Isser of Gid Hanoshe, and that's what our Gemara is telling us. Since it was not repeated at Sinai, it was transferred from Bnei Noach to us to Klal Yisrael. Rabbanan Pligi, the Omer B'Sinai Namar, V'loy Lahem, it was never, ever given prior to Matan Torah. Aye, so why do you have it in Breishis? Ela Shenichta B'Mekoymoy. It was only talked about in that historical background and setting. That's where it's set in the Torah. V'yachem Matan Torah, K'sobei Moshe, B'mokem HaMaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu who codified it, presumably not on his own, but based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ala Osid, on future generations. Lay the Mezadam Nesalahem. What's the Makar? Where does this Gid Hanasha come from? That's why he brings it in Bereishis, but the Isser only formed later on. Rabbi Yehuda Gufei Li Yisrael Nemar, and V'loy V'shar B'nei Noach, Da B'nei Yisrael Ksit. It was given to B'nei Yisrael and not to B'nei Noach. V'adi Ka'amar Hacha, Da Oysano Oymdais B'Yisuran, Le B'nei Noach, that we say that anything that still applies B'nai Noach today, it had to be repeated in Sinai. Lamishum di Eloi Hadrinum, have a minute nigmar mi Giranosha, Deloi Nishes. It's not to go and tell us that if it was not repeated, I would have learned from Giranosha that since it wasn't repeated, it's only Yisrael, Veloi Lebnei Noach, to me Leka Lemigzer. The Migma. From here we cannot learn that up. Sharlei Nasra El Yisrael. When at that time prior to Matan Torah, when the Bnei Noach, besides the Yisraelim, also they had the Isser. Bnei Noach, Nami Nesar Lehem, Bnei Lachem. And after we have the Matan Torah, now it's no longer theirs, and now only belongs to us, to Klal Yisrael, and no longer to the Bnei Noach. How do we know all about this? We know this from Avodas Chachamim. That'll be the next shtickle in Gemara that we're going to learn momentarily. Anyway, but the bottom line, what the Gemara is telling us is that the only case of a mitzvah or an aveda that was originally given prior to Matan Torah and was not repeated in Matan Torah and therefore was given only to the Eden, that's the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha Alibed Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbanan, it was never given to Bnei Noach. It was only a Jewish mitzvah. The reason why it was written in Bereishis, like Rashi said, to give it in the historical, the context of this story that we should know, Me'ayin Yovai, where did this come from? Me'ezetam Nesalem. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara now, Jok the Gemara. Omamai. Kol mitzvah shenemel b'nei Noach, v'nishnes b'sinai. Any mitzvah b'nei Noach had, and it was repeated at Sinai. L'zeh u'l'zeh nemra. It was given for both. I should say this far is just the opposite. That nishus b'Sinai. Why did it have to be repeated at Sinai? Why don't you just leave with Bnei Noach and it'll stay with all Bnei Noach, including Klai Yisrael, or also Bnei Noach. So therefore, it'll continue for all generations for everybody. So Adrab, the nishus b'Sinai, but the fact that it was repeated is l'choyra liYisrael namra, only for Klai Yisrael, v'loy l'Bnei Noach, and not for Bnei Noach at all. Everything more mid isni avoidus kechavim b'Sinai. The Ashkechon, the Onash, Midisni, Avoidus Kechom, Besinai. The Ashkechon, the Onash, Oivdi Kechom, Ilava, Shmamin Zelazeh, Nemra. What is this all about? What Gemara means to say is, we know that there's a din of Avoidus Zara that preceded Matan Torah, already for the Bnei Noach. And we know that the din of Avoidus Zara was given at Sinai. It's part of the Aseres Adibris, about not having Elihim Acherim Alponai. And, says Rashi, we know that the Umayso Oilam, even after Matan Torah, were punished for being Oyved Avoyda Zara. How do I know this? We see by the Sheva Umays in Eretz Israel that we came in, and one of the first things we're supposed to do is kill the Umas Oilam, destroy the Asherah trees, and destroy them because they were Oyved Avoyda Zara. So therefore we see that they are still being punished in Avoyda Zara, even post Matan Torah. Why is that? According to your Svara, that if it was repeated at Sinai, it was meant only to be for Yidden. So, why they continue to be punished for Avodah Zarah post Matan Torah is Zechariah from the fact that Onash Oyvdei Kechavim Ilava, that we're still punishing the Goyim post Matan Torah, is a similar Zel Zanemra, even though it was repeated at Sinai, the old Isser still applies to the Bnei Noach, even though we have a new Isser that was given at Har Sinai. And that, in fact, is one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, as we learned, the Isser of Avodah Zarah. And that Isser of Avodah Zarah was pre-Sinai. That's already from the times of Adam, the Pasuk that we had, the Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Vayitzav Hashem Alekim, Al Adam Leimar Mikol Eitzagon Ochol Toichel. And we learned from that Pasuk the dinner of Avodah Zarah, just like we learned all the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So that din was pre-Sinai, but the fact that they were punished post-Sinai is a simon that this halacha still applies to them and to us. But the other way around, if it was not repeated at Sinai, then Yisrael Namra, then it's only for Klal Yisrael and not for Bnei Noach. The fact that it was not repeated in Sinai is only Bnei Noach Nemra for Loyal Yisrael. That would make more sense. It would be much more logical. Everything more Leka made them to the Israel. Shari la'avik gechavim aser. There is no mitzvah or aveira that vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael is mutter, and to goyim is aser.
But we learn in previous stuff him a roidev. If a goy kills a roidev, he's chay. If a Yisrael kills a roidev, he's potter. Be a shaloyka darko for Yisrael is permitted for a goy is chay.
The Gemara is going to ask a couple of questions like you're asking, but before we get to that, the din of Roidif and Nirvav, I don't know any difference between Ayid and Agoy. Meaning that if Chas v'Shalom somebody's running after somebody else, that person who's being pursued, he has the right of self-defense. But both by Agoy and by Ayid, you're supposed to try to maim and damage the person rather than kill him. But if you can't, and you're not an excellent archer, then you gotta stop the guy. You don't have to go and allow yourself to be Chas v'Shalom killed by the other individual. So both by a Yid and a Goy, you have the right of self-defense. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara is telling us now that there is no such thing, the Oivik Echavim Osir, and to Yisrael is Mutter. And that being the case, if it would only say Bnei Noach, V'loi Nishus B'Sinai, and it's not repeated in Sinai, so you want to say maybe it's only Osir Bnei Noach, and not Osir to us, no such thing. Freiti Gemara, V'loi, there are no such cases. V'arifastoyer! We had in the Gemara a few days ago, Yifastoyer is mutter to Klal Yisrael, but it's aser to Goyim. And the Gemara said, because it's a subset of Gezel. You're not allowed to steal the other person's money, you're not allowed to steal the other person's wife. But for Klal Yisrael, there is a heter of Yifastoyer.
What about keeping Shabbos?
Well, if you're talking about Shabbos, that's already Toises Kasha. Oh. Toises Asi. See? Chametz Toises. See? Achim Shabbos, Chayim Yisrael Mitzvah. Sorry. There are other questions like that as well. But anyway, the point is, right to the Gemara, what's with the case of Hifastaya? Every Gemara hasam mishum de la b'nei kibush ninu. This is a technical reason. Because the only ones that are b'nei kibush are Klai Yisrael. What means Benekibush? People that were given the mitzvah to go and be Kovesh Eretz Yisrael from the Shiva Avamim. Only we have this in. The Chinese don't have that requirement. The Koreans, not even the North Koreans, they don't have that requirement, etc., etc. Only we. So we that have the mitzvah of Kibush as a Torah, we know that these types of situations are going to arise where the Yetzer Hara is going to say, look at this beautiful woman. So therefore the Torah gave a heter for the Bnei Kibush. But the Evdecham are not Bnei Kibush. But if you could find a tzir of Evdecham Bnei Kibush in a Chalami, they would have the same din of Yifas Torah. We said if it's less than Shavu Pruta, that an Akum is even Nerag Olea for less than Shavu Pruta, but not by Yid. So you see that it's more Chomer for them than it is for us. Really, the din of Gezel applies to Yidin as well if it's less than a Shavu Pruta. However, it's not enforceable because of the fact that a Yid less than a Shavu Pruta is going to be Moichel virtually instantaneously. That being the case, that removes the onesh. But the isser is, though, we have the same isser of stealing less than a shavu pruta, just like the goyim have. Zokti mar bekol mitzvah shenemra lebnei noach v'nishnas b'sinai lezeh ulezeh nemra. Any mitzvah that was repeated twice, then it's given to both. So remember, Mendy asked already 5 minutes ago, pray tomorrow v'harei milo shenemra lebnei noach v'chsiv v'atas v'risi tishmar. That's, of course, by Avraham Avinu. And in Nishba Sinai, it says in the Pasuk, V'yoyim HaShmini, Yimol Basar Arlasai. So I have two times, one for Bnei Noach, one for us, for Klai Yisrael. And what's the din? The Yisrael Nemul of Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach today don't have a mitzvah milah. Otherwise, the Moilim would be able to go and make a fortune, instead of just being mala a few hundred thousand Jews, to be able to go and mala billions of Chinese. They have a field day. They go to China, they could be busy for the rest of their lives, for the next 1,000 years, busy with all the Chinese. So you see that this mitzvah is given pre-Har Sinai and post-Har Sinai, and it's only for Klai Yisrael, it's not for Menayach. The reason why it's repeated in the Torah is not to go and give a brand new mitzvah. Really, the mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach, that continues ad hayom today for us. Because any mitzvah that's given Bnei Noach, v'loy nishas, it is not repeated after Har Sinai. It was transferred to us. It's no longer for them. Aye, but it is nishnas. It was repeated. No. That it's repeated is only for one detail. That it says, Ubayoim Hashmini. What's Bayoim? Bafilu Bishabis. Sol Kadaita Chamina, that perhaps the din of Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. Shabbos is so holy, you don't do a bris and Shabbos, you always match it till Sunday. Kamash Balon, Ubayoim Afilu Bishabis. But it's not that there's a total repetition of Mitzvah Mila. We rely on the first Mitzvah, which was given to Avraham Avinu. Right after Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, okay, Klal Yisrael, everybody go home. And now the din of Pirvi Rivi, Yisrael never lived, Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach don't have a chiyuv, don't have a mitzvah Pirvi Rivi, but we do. So I see that even though it was repeated, nevertheless, it's only a Yiddish mitzvah, not a mitzvah for the Bnei Noach. Avad the din of Pirvi Rivi, we could have relied on the original Vatem Peru Urvu. We didn't need a new tzivoy. And in fact, this Lech Emolahem, this is literally not a new tzivoy. This is rather a heter to go and remove the temporary prohibition that was placed on Klai Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai. We know there was a Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, and during those days they had to be Poydish Mina Isha for the 3 days up to Har Sinai. So now, after Har Sinai is over, 3 days are over, the Chayyur, they're allowed to go back to their wives. However, what this Pasuk is telling us is any prohibition that was instituted, and you, even though the time limitation is now passed, it was a statute that was instituted for a day, for a year, for any set time period. The time period is past the chayyur, the thing evaporates on its own. No. Come to tell you that rule, that even though the time is past, you gotta go make now a new takana, that you can go back to the way things were originally.
So in other words, if you make a statute for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and then the 3 days pass, you still have to make a statement to say it's over, and now...
Exactly right. Exactly right. Let's see the Rashi for a moment. We'll get to your question, Simcha. Second line from the top. L'chol davishim aminyan. Loinishes v'sina. You know why these words were repeated? Leich emor lehem shuv lechem lo lechem elam nisha also lehem tashmish shloishiyam koydim matan tayda because of that iser. Ul achish shloishiyam hutzrach lehater lehem. He had to give a new hater. The amgav the memela mishtam hetera. Even though it's memela, it's on its own. Dash loishiyamim udi asar. V'hari avru, the 3 days have passed. Ashmin and Krah, the cook comes to tell you. L'chol devar had ne'asar b'minyan bezdin. Any time that a minion of bezdin has decided a davar isur, av pisha kovus man l'davar. Even though they gave a 3 day limitation, tzarech limnos pamach eres la'atiroi kisha over hazman. It doesn't go away poof on its own. You have to make a new tikkun. A new gzeira, a new setting of bezin, where they go and say, the boy said that old isur has now passed, and now everything is mutter again. Yes, Reb Simcha.
Good question.
Chayav afraid to good. Why don't you say that by every instant in the Torah?
It's a losasa. Here's a gezerah. It's a losasa being. It's an usher followed. Isser followed by a heter.
So Yom Kippur not supposed to say tokla.
No.
I don't think that the shloshes, the 3 days, is actually a mitzvah. Those things are actually part of the 6 year team. This is not. This is just telling you. This is how you prepare for it.
Good.
Maybe why.
Okay. Good.
I had a different question.
So, Uri wants to say that the reason is because there's a difference between temporary gzeiris for lizman and things which go on permanently. The din of Pesach and the din of Sukkot, these are for all generations. You don't have to go and say after every single Sukkot of Pesach. But this din was a 3 day. Of course. But this is a 3 day suspension that will before once happened in history. So anytime a bezdin wants to make new gezeiris, even though they have a time limitation, after the time ends, they have to go and issue a new proclamation that it's ended and you go back again to your normal, regular life. But anyway, if you find a better tarot, you'll share it with us. Yes, Barry.
We said that the halach of Gira Nosha was not repeated at Sinai.
Right.
It's not Sinai Dafka that we're talking about here. Others is in Vayikra, Devarim.
Yeah, anything post, yeah.
The Torah was written and given to Bnei Yisrael, even though it wasn't given as legislation at Sinai or to Bnei Yisrael, it was codified in the Torah, which was then transmitted to Bnei Yisrael.
Okay.
So why isn't that considered something given? Why is it only why are we distinguishing? There's Har Sinai Mamish, and then there's all the legislation the Jews had for 40 years, and the Torah it was written into. This was written into that Torah. Why is it not considered post-Sinai?
Rashi says that in Parshas Bahar, that all the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, and presumably they had to, Kodesh Baruch had to speak very, very quickly, or they had such great intelligence they were able to chop everything 1, 2, 3, and then only the Torah itself, instead of squeezing it all into Parshas Yisroi, spreads it out into the rest of the Torah. But everything was given already at the time of Har Sinai. So any mitzvah that you find that throughout the Torah from after Parshas Yisroi to the end of Dvarim was already Nishas B'Sinai at that time. Continuing on the Gemara, yes, Ihachi Zot Gemara Kol Chad V'Chad Nami Neima Mishum Milza Isni. Ihachi, if that's the case, Kol Chad V'Chad Nami Neima Mishum Milza Isni. If that's the case, why don't you go and say that each one of the mitzvahs that was repeated that you're telling me applies both to the goyim and to the Yidden, why don't you go and say it was only repeated for a technicality? Just like we said that when Bris Milah was repeated, it wasn't repeated b'miluai the ganze mitzvah. It was just something the technical halacha of b'yoyim the gabi Shabbos. When Peri V'Rivia was repeated, it doesn't mean to give you the whole mitzvah Peri V'Rivia, just this technical din to tell you davish b'minyan tzarech minyach la'tiroi. Good. So you could say that perhaps by all of the Sheva mitzvahs, any one of them that was repeated at Sinai also was for a technical reason, and therefore it no longer applies to the Goyim, it only applies to the Yidden. Only because of one detail was it repeated. Why does the Torah have to go through a whole parsha of Azhorais? So Rashi gives the classic example, for instance, the case of Gilei Arayos. Kili Reis, we already have in that first pasuk that was given to Adam Rishon by Tzav Hashem Lekim. He called Eitzagon Ochel Toichel, like we had already before. Leimor was to tell us the din of Gili Arayis. Why does it have to go through a whole pasuk of Achri Mois with about 10 or 20 psukim? Leisegali. If it was just one detail, let it just go and tell us one little word, and we'll say that it only applies to this, that, or the other thing. But the fact that the Torah goes at length describing the Asharais, the Ashara Mehedru Misnaba. Why was it repeated? To go and tell you that this halacha continues to apply not only by Jews, but also the old Shemini B'nai Noach also continue to be in effect. And the Gemara said in the Yomar Aleph, "Ve'in lano ele gira nosha buvar ve'aliba dereb Yehuda." That what? That the din of gira nosha was transferred from the B'nai Noach to us. So Timura, hani nami lo isni. That is also, it wasn't repeated. In other words, what does the Gemara mean to say? If you look at the Rashi, Hani Nami, parallel to our Gemara, you're only giving the case of Gina Nasha, but in Mila, Uper Virovya, Hala Isnu, Do Amrisa Milzahu Di Isni. You said that there's only one example of a case of a mitzvah that was given pre Har Sinai and not repeated. What is that Gina Nasha? I have now two more cases. Mila was not repeated. And Peri-Rivya was not repeated. You told me that we do have a repetition. Yeah, but that was only for a detail. That wasn't really repeated. And therefore, says the Gemara, why did you say there's only Gira Nasha? Ever the Gemara, Hanani Leisni, Hani Isni Lishamilza, Mishamilza Ba'alma, Hali Isni Klav. The difference between Gira Nasha and Brismila and Peri-Rivya is that Gira Nasha wasn't mentioned at all. Zero. Gunished. After the parish of Gid and Nosha in Bereishis, you don't find any mention of it in Shmoyis, Ve'yikra, Midbar, etc. However, Shenken, Mila, and Perivrivia, even though we've concluded that it wasn't given Bimiluo as a full-fledged mitzvah post Har Sinai, it was only given for a detail, of the Epis, it does repeat something. By Mila, it does say, by Yoyim Hashmini, Yimal Psar Lulase. By the Din of Perivrivia, it says, Shuvulacham Lalecha. So there is some mention of it. So Tazimara, that's the reason why we said only Giranosha and not the other two. Because Hani Isni Lishum Milta Ba'alma. There is at least a detail about Mila and Perivrivia. Oh, but the case of Giranosha, Isni Klau, you don't find any repetition, even one detail. Ibo Yisema. In other words, back at the top of the Amid, we said that Bris Mila was originally given to Goyim, and then it was given to Jews. Why don't we say that Goyim today still have the mitzvah of Bris Mila? By saying, Mila may call the Avram who took Mizalei Rachmana, the Yates Brisi Tishmar, At Vizarecha Acharecha Doyrei Sam, At Vizarecha In Inishachrina Loi. What it means to say is that Bris Mila at the time of Avram Avinu was not given to the Bnei Noach at all. It was only given to Avram Avinu. Ata you, Zarecha Acharecha, and your children, Dairoisa, for all generations, but not for other Bnei Noach. So therefore, it's not a case of first Bnei Noach and then repeated afterwards for Klal Yisrael. It was never given to Bnei Noach. It was only given to Klal Yisrael from the first moment. And to Avram, assuming Avram was not Jewish, so to speak,
given to Avram and his children.
His children.
He subsequently became Jewish.
Exactly right. Faitimore, if that's the case, it's given to Avram Avinu and Zaruch Acharecha, El Miat B'nai Yishmol L'chaiv. So why the B'nai Yishmol, why don't they have a Chiev and Bris? They are Zera of Avram. Faitimore, because the Pasuk says, Ki B'Yitzra Yikar L'chazora, the only real Zera for our purpose, Zaruch Acharecha, is only Yitzhak, and that excludes Yishmol. Because they also come from Yitzchak. It says, Ki be Yitzchak yikar lechazar. Be Yitzchak will they call Yitzchak. Not Nishtagansi Yitzchak, but even by Yitzchak, it's part of Yitzchak, meaning Yaakov, and not for Esav. Maskur of Oishia, Elamayata b'nei Ketura loy lechayvu. If that's the case, by b'nei Ketura, who are also the children of Avram Avinu, they should also not have a chiev of bris. So, they don't have a chiev of bris. So, Rashi says, a difficult pshat. Actually, Bnei Keturah, it's about two-thirds down the Yom, Bnei Keturah. Oysen shisha shenod l'Avram, hein atzman loy l'chayvu. They didn't have a chiyuv. Tanei mahashta, are you going to go and say now, t'lei mol Avram kolbonav, shoy loy b'chayev? Does that mean that Avram Avinu didn't even give a bris to his own Bnei Keturah? Maybe, yeah, in a chalam, you see, he didn't. If Bnei Keturah didn't have a chiyuv, because they are not Yitzchak, ki b'Yitzchak, and Achrami. So Yitaka didn't give them. Where did it say?
But Turo is Chagar.
Sorry?
Keturo is Maschaga. Rashi brings that he went, Yitzhak went to
Keturo was Haga, correct.
So Bnei, if Shmuel is Potter,
then Bnei Keturo is also Potter.
Right. Who behu?
I agree with you. So what Rashi is saying is, it's difficult to go and say that Avram was not mal bnei keturah because they were not mechuyev. That's what Rashi said. Nei mahashi, you're going to say now, dolimol Avram kol banav shayu lechayev. You're not going to tell me that the bnei keturah were not gemalit. The Marsha asks, well, I don't see what's so difficult according to what Rashi is saying. If they didn't have a chiyuv, Itaka didn't malad them. He only malad Yitzchok and Yitzchok Mishpacha.
No chiyuv. Mishmal has no chiyuv.
He didn't have a chiyuv. Didn't have a chiyuv. So he wasn't malad. I'm holding. I'm not running.
Avos kept kol Torah kula. If an eved in your household is a mechayev mila, a child certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no korban pesach to neglect in that time. I'm saying this, but if we have a tradition and we believe that the Avos kept Kala Torah Kula.
Yes, we have the tradition.
And that is very inconsistent with it to say that he wouldn't Kamal is his children.
But if you think of it that way, then go read the words exactly the way it says, and it says Zera Avraham, and the real Zera is Yitzchak, so therefore he did keep the Torah Kula, and he didn't do Yishmael because he's not a Zera.
Exactly. And therefore he didn't do Bnei Keturah because Bnei Keturah are not Zera of Yitzchak. So what's so sure? So Itaka didn't do it. And therefore the Marsha says that the Pshat of Rashi is a Daichak, and he learns a little Chayivu means not Bar Avram, it means future generations. And therefore he's interpreting L'choyer B'nei Keturah to mean like modern day Arabs. Apparently he felt that the Arabs come, or at least some of the B'nei Yishmael come to B'nei Keturah. So L'choyer Chayivu, why are they being malad their children today, if you just said now Bnei Keturah lelechayv, just like Bnei Yishmael lelechayv, because they're not zera. Sorry,
they do it voluntarily.
Okay, so but that's how the Marsha explains that. That's Rav Oishia's question. If you're telling me that only Yitzchak has this mitzvah, then why do we find there are other umas ha'olam that are makbid, such as Bnei Keturah? Hefni Mora, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avin, the same Rabbi Yosef, Chanina, as Brisei Heifar. The Rav is Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah, in fact, have a special ribui that does not apply to other children of Avram Avinu. It does not apply to Yishmael. It doesn't apply to Aisim. It does apply to Bnei Keturah, and that's how the Marsha learns. So the way Rashi learns the Rav is Bnei Keturah means the Bnei Keturah that existed at that time, the six children of Keturah, which are the six children of Avram Avinu. Yes, in fact, they did have a bris after all, even though they were not Zera of Yitzchak. According to the way Marsha is learning, he's saying, even if we find today, Gesundheit, in certain countries that they are practicing Mila, these are presumably are the children of Keturah. Why are they practicing it? Because of Brisei Heifar, to go and include Bnei Keturah. Yeah.
If Ishmael is the son of Hagar and is Potter, and Keturah is Hagar, what difference can be made between Bnei Keturah and Ishmael?
The difference.
It's a stira.
It's not a stira. The Gemara is telling us, well, number one, that Hagar and Keturah is the same. Rashi talks and brings in the Chumash, no question about it. However, this may not be universal. This may be one of a number of Madiyamim. We don't find in the Torah of Eferish. This is based on a Chazal that Rashi is quoting, and often there are other views. But even if everybody were to agree that Hagar and Keturah are the same, there's a Gzeirus HaKosev here in the Torah that Yishmael is not considered to be the Zera of Avraham, but Bnei Keturah is a special din as Brisei Heifar. The Rab is Bnei Keturah, that they do have a din and they don't have a din. Yeah,
first of all, Bnei Keturah also Bnei Avraham. That's the first.
For sure.
And Rashi does Bnei Keturah, he was Masi Noah.
Bnei Keturah is Hagar, exactly.
But unfortunately, Zoya says
it. Yeah, what's
that? There are Bnei Yishmael who do have, some have the 13, like Yishmael has 13. So Zoya says, the reason that Metzliach is because of this, of the Mesis Nevesh of Yishmael, that he had his 13 until he had Prismila, so that he was, they have a certain, Arabs have a certain, obviously they kill themselves, they have a certain level of Mesis Nevesh. It's based on Yishmael's Prismila.
That Zoya is a beautiful Zoya, that they have Mesiris Nefesh because of their Zayda that had a bris at the age of 13, but that doesn't mean that they have a Chova. You're just telling us a beautiful Chazal from Zoya, which is very enlightening, is very beautiful.
And there are some who do it.
Even today, there are many Arabs that go and practice bris, 100%. However, what Ar Gemara is telling us is the Bnei Yishmael are not Mechuyiv, the Bnei Keturah, however, are Mechuyiv. So if you find today Arabs that are practicing bris, presumably they have a yichas bris that goes all the way back to keturah, that tells them that out of keturah they should go and do the bris.
Maybe also because it's shape keeps for chazara, right?
Yes.
Not then you have the bnei keturah, then after keturah got involved. Pre Yitzchak with Yishmael.
Right.
They just give Yitzchak to Chazara. So now the Yitzchak to Chazara, finished. So right. The Chiyah of Yishmael is only in Yitzchak, right?
For sure.
Now, Avraham has more children afterwards.
Right.
So they have to deal with Bali Bris, not because of Yitzchak and Yishmael, but because they're descendants of Avraham from a different. In other words, after the proclamation of Yitzchak was on, maybe that's
Akedah was the turning point.
Really. No, even if it's true, Yishmael not chayiv, but maybe they have a different halacha based because it's after them.
Ah, okay. Omivin Amarab. Odom Rishon lehuta lebasal achila. Odom Rishon was not allowed to go and eat meat. He had to be a vegetarian. The Chassidus says in the pasuk lechem yeli achla. Ulechol chayes aris. Now, what is the full pasuk? We're only getting a part of the pasuk over here. V'yom elokim. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Odom Rishon. Inei nasati lechem es kol esiv zoreya zera. I'm giving you all of the grass. Asher al panei kol aretz that grows on the ground. V'yes kol eitz shaboy priets zoreya zora. And any produce from the trees. Lechem yeli achla. You can eat anything that grows from the ground, anything that grows from the trees. You can go and eat as many vegetables and as many fruits as you want, no problem. And the next pasuk continues on: Ulechol oifas shemayim, ulechol roimis al adama, asher by nefesh chaya, es kol yerek esiv liochla. That I'm giving to them as well, to the chayas, to the oifas, to anything that creeps and walks on this earth. What am I giving them? Yerek esiv liochla. So everybody, including not only mankind, but also animals, they all have the same rule that you can only eat the Yerek Esef. Aha. And now the Gemara adds another wrinkle. The Pasuk says, Lechem yili achla ulechol chayas ha'aretz. So I'm darshaning, lechol chayas ha'aretz v'loi chayas ha'aretz lechem. That this Pasuk is not just giving you a nice recommendation and suggestion, so you shouldn't get all types of cholesterol, which afterwards are going to go and thicken the arteries. But it's coming to tell you, lechem yili achla, you're allowed to eat the asev, and ulechol chayis aretz, they're allowed to eat the asev. However, lechayis aretz lechem, but you cannot go and turn the pasuk in reverse and say that I'm going to eat the chayis aretz. Lechem yili achla ulechol chayis aretz, but not the chayis aretz lechem. You're not allowed to eat meat. So this is not just a nice suggestion, but this is the rule. You're not allowed to eat meat, period. When Bnei Noach came on this world, after the Mabel, he told them that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Matish and Emma, like it says in the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? Kol remes asher hu chai lechem yili achla, ki yerek esev nasati lechem es koil. Now why does the Pasuk refer back to this Yerek Esev? It's referring back to the Yerek Esev of Adam Arishan. And therefore the Pasuk is telling you, Kierik Esav Nasati Lechem Es Koil, what I was matir for Adam Arishan, the Yerik Esav, now I'm giving you Kol Remes Eshuchai, anything that's crawling on this earth, meaning all behemoths are now mutter for you to eat. If that's the case, Yochli Eben Menachai Noyig Boy, so maybe Eben Menachai shouldn't be Noyig because I'm allowed to eat all anything that is alive, in other words, any live animal. That's why the Pasuk has to go and tell us this Isur. Yes, you're allowed to go and eat meat, but make sure you don't eat meat when it's still alive. In other words, from a living animal. You can only eat meat from a dead animal, but not from a living animal. Yochel af lishrotzim. I would think that this applies to shrotzim as well, that you're not allowed to eat avrim menachai from a sheret. Tamaloymer ach. That's why he says ach bas menaf shedamoy lo yisechelu. And that's what we were talking about back on the Amud Aleph, that shrotzim are different than regular animals. Freitim amay tamuda. In which respect are shrotzim different? Where do you see this? A ravuna domoy. Since the pasuk says achbas benafshe domoy lo yisechelu, domoy misha domoy cholik mibsaray, that applies to animals where the isser of dam is separate from the isser of the basar. Yatsu shrotzim shein domim cholik mibsaram, by shrotzim dam and the basar of the sheretz is all haynuhach, it's all one and the same. Rashi says, what would be the practical nafkimina of this halacha if you see someone about to go and eat the blood of a sheretz? And you say, I'm giving you hasra. If you give hasra mishum dam, the Asra will not be effective, because there's no separate Isra of Dam Shrotim. If you tell him, don't drink this blood because you're eating Shrotim, that will be an effective Hasra. That's a...
Also, Shurim, if there's no difference between the blood and the Basar, then the blood and
Basar... The Gabi Kzayis and Revias.
Right, Konzayim.
The same thing might apply also, that another practical nafkimina we had in the Amid Aleph would be the Gabi Koris, that Dam is Chiv of Koris, and regular Shrotim is only Yisalav. Right away, Meisvei. So we just said now that Adam Marishan was not allowed to go and eat meat. Meisvei, state in the pasuk when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Uredu b'dgasiyom uve oif haShemayim uvechol haRemes haRoimes ala Aretz uvechol Chayir Remes ala Aretz. So Uredu b'dgasiyom, my lav lachila. Uredu means that you show your control and dominion over the fish. Now, what dominion do you have over the fish? L'chayir that you're allowed to eat fish. But you just said now Adam was not allowed to eat anything other than Esev. Even the flesh of a fish was asur. It says urdu, it means that you have the right to go and harness the fish to go and do work for you. That's the urdu. When's the last time a fish worked? Very, very interesting shayla. Oh, yeah. It's the type of shayla that you would expect Rabbi Yirmiyah to ask. Yeah. What is the shayla of it? Torah says, Lois sachrish, b'shor v'chamor yachtov, because it's sort of kelayim. What happens if you're able to go and harness together an aze, a goat, and a shibuta, a fish, that they should both together go and do malacha for you? Would you be over the isur of kelayim? By the fact that he asks this shayla, you see from this that there is the possibility for a fish to go and do work, and that's why you would have the shayla of kelayim in working together. Okay, so it's not talking about achila.
According to Mandan, we say kelayim is usur by B'nai Noah, yeah. Amar Risham could not have used shibuta because it would have been usur.
He would not have been able to use it for malacha.
Right, with an ace.
Exactly. So let's go and bring another kasha on what we just said, that Adam Rishon is not allowed to eat meat. It says, Urdu b'dgasiyom uva oif haShemayim. My lav lachila. Aren't we talking about to go and eat oifas? You see, he didn't have a limited diet only to vegetables and fruit. So we're talking about for malach. Yeah, and Kedeboy Rabba Barafuna, Dosh Bavoz Batana Goyim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, my. What would be the loch of the Gabi Rabbi Yosef Yehuda if a person is Dosh Bavoz Batana Goyim? What does all of that mean? So Rashi brings that there's a loch that an animal is allowed to go and eat from the Daesh, Lisachsum Shar Badisha, he's allowed to go and eat. The question is, does this apply all to an Adam? Of course, a person is allowed to go eat in the field at the time that he is cutting the time of the Gemara Malacha. The Daesh is already post Gemar Malacha. So the Gemara says that just like an animal, you also cannot be chosem the mouth of a person that's working in the Daesh post Gemar Malacha. But says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that's only if he's working both with his hands and with his feet. If he's only working with his hands and not with his feet, or only with his feet and not with his hands, he has no right to go and eat from the produce.
What is Daesh exactly?
Daesh means the threshing. You're on the threshing floor, and they're doing dosh. They're crushing the tzvua and threshing the tzvua with their feet. In Yochti Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you have to have all fours, the yedayim v'raglayim. Right, Gemara, what about a person who is using, instead of using people, or instead of using shvarim, oxen, or sheep to go and crush and thresh the wheat, he used avos v'tarni goyim. He took together a whole bunch of geese and a whole bunch of roosters and hens and says, Chavra, you're all bored, you're a bunch of lazy good for nothing. Go, I want you to start threshing now the tzvua here on the floor. Would they be allowed to go and eat from that tzvua? Why not? Because the contribution of Yehuda, they're not using their hands and their legs. They're only using the two legs that they got. They don't have yedayim v'raglayim. They only have two.
Yes, sir, though. How can, I mean...
So that's what we're asking. Could Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that says you have to have all four, does it really Rabbi Yosef Yehuda mean b'chol koi choi? Meaning that you have to put yourself...
All that you have.
Everything that you have, and he only has two, like you're saying. Or, no, maybe it's like Zeir Zekosin. It's got to be 2 + 2. And that was the shayla that Rabbi asked. But we see from that shayla that it is possible to go and harness oifis to go and do malach. But the pasuk continues on that urdu b'dgasiyom v'oifis shemayim v'chol remes v'chol chayor remes is alo aret, and here we're talking about chayois, beasts, wild beasts, you can't go and harness to do any malacha. Chas v'sholom, you're going to tell them to do malacha, they're going to eat up the employer very quickly. The Timur Ahu, that's referring to a particular chaya, v'asuya nocha shudas, that's talking about snakes and serpents. The sandy, the Pshimen ben Manasseh, amen. Chaval, oi, woe is to us. Al Shamus Godol Sha'avim in Oilam. This grace of Shamus that could have done so much good work for us. Shalmole Niskal Nachash. If it wasn't for the fact that Nachash got that klala, that he no longer stands erect, but rather it's going to be Al Gachoin Chatelech, Kalechavech Mistral. Every Jew would have a Yimizdam Nalai, he would go and order Shnei Nachashim Toivim, two good strong serpents. Echon Mishagl Letzofin, one he would go and send to the north of his properties. The Echon Mishagl Letzofin, one he would send to the south of his properties. Lehavi Loi Sandal Boinim Toivim, for say Sandal Boinim. So Rashi apparently doesn't know what it means either, because Rashi says Shame Evan Toivim, the name of a special jewel. They would go and bring him these jewels, and other types of diamonds and jewels, umargolias and pearls. That's how tichtig they would be. We could even go and attach a ritzua to its zanav, to its tail, and he would be able to, the nochash was so tichtig, was so talented and created, he'd be able to go and bring and schlep out offer for the gina and for the charvah. Presumably he would be able to go and schlep a wagon, or maybe by tying the ritzu he'd be able to dig into the ground. But the point is that before the kalola of nochash of by the mass of Eitz Hadas, then the nochash was in fact a super super good shamus. It's chaval that we're missing it. So apparently the Odom Rishon was able to harness the avoid of that chayer meses of the nochash, but we no longer have that lesson. He was sitting in Eden. They did give him meat after all, and you just said he was a vegetarian. And they also went and strained and sifted the wine. And he ate it by Nachash. The Nachash passed by, and he saw, look at the cover that Adam Rishon's getting, the Malachim are there in the kitchen, going and roasting the basa for him. The Niskana, he had Niskana bite. Anyway, what do I see from this whole story? I see within the story that Adam Rishon ate basa. We're not talking about basa from down here in the Eretz. We're talking about basa that came from the heavens. Did you ever hear of something like that? Yeah. He was walking down the street. Unfortunately, there were some wild lions around. The Kahavim in Nahami. Rashi said that they were roaring, and they were giving every indication that they were going to eat up Reb Shimon Chalavta for dinner. Havakon Nami La'ape, Rashi says La'ochloi, to go and eat him up. Omar, so he said, a passing and tell him, Ha'kfirim She'agim La'tarev. I see that the Kfirim, these young lions, She'agim, they're roaring La'tarev to go and destroy its prey. Ulavakish Mikael Ochlam, to go and eat something. I see they're hungry. Therefore, it's Mispal to Hashem. Help them out. Guess what happened? The Chisalei Tarti Atmasa from Minashamayim came out two huge thighs of an animal to go and whet his appetite, not to whet his appetite, but to satisfy the appetite of these lions. Chada Achlua, one of them ate up from these two Atmasa. Chada Shifkua, and the second one they left over. Now what do you think he did with this second one? Now this really fits in so nicely with our Rabbi Cohen that we have with us. Aisib Yoslav in Midrasha, they brought this Atma to the Bismedish, the second one. By Allah, Dabatami, who's a Dabatar? Tell me, is this kosher or not? Is this a Dabatami or Dabatar? What's the kashrus of this Atma? Amalaisi said, Ain't Dabatami, you have nothing to worry about. If it comes from the Shemaim, it has the best Hashkocha possible, because Baruch Hu himself arranged for the Shechita upstairs. Nothing to worry about, Ain't Dabatami. So the Gemara says, Boyimene Rabzeira Mirabavo. What happens if a dmus chamor comes min hashemayim? You see the malachim bringing it down with your own hands, with your own eyes. They bring down the chamor. Are you allowed to eat it? Amalei, so Reb Avo said Reb Zeira, Yorid Nala. This is a bit of a negative term. Rashi says it means tanin shoita, like you happen to be. Rashi says the tanin they're referring to is oif shishmoy tanin. You're like a foolish bird. You ask such questions. We just got finished saying, anything comes from the Shemayim by definition is tahar. It can look like a chamor. It can smell like a chamor. However, it's got to be kosher if it's coming down min ha Shemayim. Why do he give such a strong term, Yared Nala? You see that there is an asterisk to the Gilyan Hashash of Kiv Eger, and he says, Ayin Chubis Chavis Yor. And Chavis Yor is asked the question, how did he speak to him so negatively? So to Chavis Yor, what happened was, we find from other Gemara that Reb Zeira was very, very concerned every day of his life that he's not doing sufficient Avodas Hashem. In fact, we learned not too long ago that Reb Zeira, every 30 days he would go into a Tanner to go and see whether he did in the Avodas. So they have a name for people like that, ascetic, right? Or ascetic, that a person who is extremely careful in everything, every action, every movement. Asceticism. Asceticism, yeah. That's related to the amorphicism.
I don't know the word, but I read it from
them. Oh, from the article. So therefore, the Chavis Yor says that he was a real ascetic, this Reb Zeira, and therefore he was concerned about everything. So now Reb Avohu said, I'm afraid that your care and hafrosha and havdala from all inyanim of Olam Hazeh is now causing you to go a little bit zany, a little bit crazy, and as a result of your craziness, that's why you're asking a question like that. And he didn't mean it in a derogatory fashion, but rather he wanted to give mashtikal musar. You know, you should try to act a little bit more like the rest of us and don't go overboard
have a nice
in your hafrosha. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says Akibench.